now.
Okay.
Well, we'll open it up. I'm Jeff Stone. I'm a licensed real estate salesperson with Douglas Elliman in Port Washington and Manhasset. My expertise as a seniors real estate specialist, I help folks to downsize, relocate, or even age within place. All right. And sometimes if they can't age within their home, they can age within their community. And that's what a lot of them like to do. As a matter of fact, about 85% of folks today want to stay right where they are or in the same town. And that's a fact. And where they relocate to, many areas on Long Island, but specifically along the southeast coast, the Carolinas, Florida, Virginia, Arizona. Sometimes it's guided by monthly expenses, which have become a little bit prohibitive here on Long Island. But for those that are able to stay here financially, it's a wonderful place. Nassau County has also been voted as a very, very top community to reside in, but Port Washington especially. What I'd like to do is to welcome each one of you. Bob Freeland, president of the HOA at Mill Pond Acres, a 55-plus active adult community, and they do have the townhomes and condos. Marvin Stone, president of HOA at Harborview in Port Washington on West Shore Road. And those are 55-plus townhomes. Anita Better, vice president, the HOA, as well as on the president of the board at the Addison. That's the building filled with condos. Barbara Healy, board president at Tom's Point, which is a cooperative apartment community. And Don Einsiedler, when he does come on, he's president and principal at Einsiedler Management. David Goldstein, who's going to try his best, he's president and owner of Total Community Management, TCM, could not make it the last minute. Things do come up. Very busy gentleman, but he gives us our best. But in any case, what we'll do, the whole purpose of this podcast is to show folks who are considering moving to one of your communities an inside view based on what you see, what you like, what residents are telling you, and how the management companies are working with you to resolve certain issues, to maintain good finances, whatever it is. And I have not seen interviews of this nature personally of 55 and over active adult communities. As a matter of fact, I did interview one in Glen Cove about 2 months ago, but that was a special favor for Element since we're running that community up in Glen Cove, and I decided to do that. But here we are. This is my hometown, my turf, all right? What we'll do is we'll just start off, you know, me asking you questions, anything you have to add. This is a very relaxed atmosphere, guys. There's nothing to be tense or excited about. It's just, we're going to have fun. It's, you know, chat around the fireplace, so to speak. So what we'll start with, Marvin Stone of the Harborview. Thank you for being here tonight, as with all of you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here. Marvin, welcome to Downsizing and Relocation for Boomers and Seniors. Let us know something about the Harborview.
Thank you, Jeff Stone, for inviting me. And we're not related, by the way.
Yes.
Harborview's located on Fairway Drive, right off of West Shore Road, right next to the Harbor Links Golf Course. And we were built about 17 years ago. And there's 125 private homes. They're called fee simple homes, ranging from homes on the golf course that overlook the golf course to smaller homes, you know, throughout. So there's different sizes of homes. And also in Harborview is a six-story condominium called the Addison. And essentially, I'm an original when we were built 17 years ago, when people really move here for many different reasons. There's an outdoor pool, and inside the Addison, there's an indoor pool. There's a very large health club that's really well-equipped, and there's classes that are offered, aerobic classes and so on, not during COVID. And besides that, you know, people move here really for the gate. It's a gated community, so there's a full-time guardhouse 24/7. And people move here really to downsize. That's probably the main reason. And they like the amenities. And they like the fact that they don't have to shovel their driveways anymore. And they don't have to shovel. They don't have to worry about the streets being plowed and their lawns are taken care of. And many amenities like that. And there's social gatherings. There's a clubhouse where the social committees have events, and there's a lot of card games going on, not during COVID, of course. And people just like it for that. So there's a lot of good things going on, and mainly people move here because their friends have moved here, or they come from around the area typically, and they just want to downsize.
Yeah, so that's what you're finding? Area. Most people are coming from the general area?
Oh, yeah. Sands Point, East Hills, Roslyn, Port Washington.
Right.
Pretty much, you know, many people in the beginning came from the South Shore. I wouldn't say they all come from here, but I would say the majority of people moving in, you know, are coming from right around the area. And it's now during COVID, for some reason or other, it's become really popular. And I think there's one house for sale. Of all the 125 homes, there's just one for sale.
Yeah, it's a hot destination, that's for sure. And the golf course is definitely attractive, as is the North Hempstead Town Beach Park, Bar Beach, right across the street, basically, and with summer concerts and events for seniors there, Fun Day Mondays and all that. It's a wonderful place. I, you know, as a realtor, I know these places, and I appreciate Harborview. They're well-constructed homes, and the Addison, beautiful. It's like walking into a hotel with the waterfall as soon as you walk in.
It's interesting that you say that. I moved here. I moved to Port Washington 7 years ago, but my daughter's been living here, and I'm familiar with the area for the past 20 years. And I moved from Scarsdale, from Westchester, to be really near the grandchildren and my children. The Addison, the first thing that struck me when I walked in was just what you said, the sound of the waterfall in this beautiful lobby. It was like walking into a hotel. And at the time, my grandson came to visit with a little friend of his, and he said, "My grandma doesn't live in an apartment house." So the child said, "Where does your grandmother live?" And he said, "She lives in a hotel." To him, walking in and seeing the lobby was like seeing a hotel. People in the building, I have discovered over the years, are just what Marvin said. People from Roslyn, from East Hills, from Port Washington, from Sands Point. They downsized and moved into the Addison. Here in the Addison, we have a beautiful ballroom, which the social committee makes wonderful events. And the HOA has a wonderful social committee that makes events in the clubhouse. And now there are times when, not during COVID, when we are combining, and the two social committees make these enormous parties in the clubhouse or in the Addison in the ballroom. The Addison also has two card rooms and an arts and crafts room. We have a lovely library, which people are invited to bring their books if they don't want them, take books, keep them as long as you want, bring them back. And we also have the billiard room. We also are part of HOA, so we make use of the indoor pool, the outdoor pool, and of course the clubhouse. The rooms are tremendous. The apartments are large. Every apartment has a storage unit in the building. Some people bought an extra one, so there's two storage units. And in the building, two levels, we have parking garage. Yeah. Buy an extra space. One space comes with the apartment. You can buy an extra space. People are just so very happy here. We have a concierge 24/7. All you have to do is pick up a phone, tell them you need something, and they'll send somebody up. One of the porters will come up and take care of whatever it is you need. So living here is just what you said, Jeff. It's almost like living in a hotel. You just pick up a phone and the front desk will send someone up.
Right.
We have a building manager who is here Monday through Friday.
Right.
Many, many hours. Oftentimes he's here on Saturdays and Sundays. In case of an emergency, he's always back here. The other thing that everyone seemed to be very much in favor of is the gatehouse that we have before you even come into the property.
Yes.
There's the guardhouse there. So right away, someone is stopping you. And then when you come to the building, the concierge is stopping you and will always ring you and let you know that you have a visitor coming.
Yes.
So living here is a lot of fun. People are lovely. I mean, you know, people are people.
Right.
But on a whole, they're really very nice and very helpful to each other. And it's almost like being with family, especially at this COVID time when things are so hard for everybody.
Right.
Everyone is helping out.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you, and the cat kind of like caught my eye in the background there, Anita. It's a pet-friendly building, no doubt.
Yeah. He's always watching Zoom. He's all zoomed out, this animal. But you're allowed pets, and we allow dogs.
Okay.
We're starting to put in a rule now where dogs shouldn't be over 30 pounds.
Okay.
But if you've lived here for 10 years or 17 years and you have a large dog, we're not going to tell you to get rid of the dog. So you're grandfathered in. But you're allowed to have at least up to two pets, like two dogs. Cats, we don't care about. I have another one roaming around. But cats, we don't really care about. They don't go out. The other nice thing about particularly my apartment is I'm right in the front. And if I look towards Bar Beach, I get the 4th of July fireworks.
Nice.
And oftentimes I'll have guests come in and watch the fireworks. I also get them from East Hills. I could see those fireworks. And often people who are facing the golf course will come outside and stand outside or go over to the clubhouse and stand there and watch fireworks.
So wow.
It's a wonderful community.
Thank you for that. Before I get to you, Bob and Don, by the way, thank you for coming on to the show, Don Einsiedler, Einsiedler Management. I'd like to get Barbara Healy to discuss a little bit about Tom's Point. And Barbara, over to you.
Tom's Point is very different from all the other communities that you have here because we are not a 55 and over community. This is a combination of young people just starting out their lives and people downsizing. It's a very different mix, and it's a very good mix. We don't really have one majority of people. It's not mainly older people. It's not mainly young people. It's a very mixed community. And I think the most attractive reason that people choose to finally move to Tom's Point is location. We don't have some of the wonderful amenities that Anita's and the other places have, but we have a location where we're on three sides of this complex is on the water. And so you can do a walk around and walk the brick walkway along the bulkhead any time of the day, and it's just beautiful. And you can see sunsets every night that are magnificent from the bulkhead, on which we have put several benches and stuff. Matter of fact, during COVID, people started taking to meeting out, socially distanced, but meeting out by the flagpole, and watching the sunsets together. And it was almost like a meeting place, a time to take a deep breath and de-stress from the day or whatever stresses you dealt with. Jeff happened to be one of the ones that started it by going out there with his wife, Ginny, all the time. And it's grown. Some nights it's not, but some people are still going out in the cold. The sunsets are still beautiful. So that's one of the big draws, to Tom's point, is the location. And it's, you cannot find Tom's Point unless you come looking for it. You're not going to accidentally drive up to it. So you could be at the town dock and see it, but you're not going to have any idea how to get to it unless somebody explains it to you. So location and being away from things, and you never hear any traffic because we have no roads. Once you come into the complex, you park and that's it. We have 8 buildings. We have a live-in super, and we have 1 full-time porter and 1 part-time porter that takes care of the residents' needs. The summer is a big draw with the pool. The pool is quite big. This summer, we limited it to residents because of COVID. But on any other given season, the pool is very busy all the time. And we have licensed Nassau County lifeguards who take care of the pool. And we always have 3 very well, well-attended pool parties. So that's the summer life here at Tom's Point. I've had people tell me that they used to be real beachgoers and now they never go to the beach because a couple of hundred steps away and you're at the pool. There's also a kiddie pool. So the people here that do have children, and we do have some children, and quite a few people have grandchildren, are able to have them over to the pool and they can use the kiddie pool, which is a great asset to those people. We have a library, which is well stocked and taken care of. And in terms of the apartments, we have small 1 bedrooms, large 1 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms with 1 bath, 2 bedrooms with 2 baths. We have 2 3 bedrooms, and we have 3 apartments where residents have bought 2 apartments and put them together. So they have all 3 of these apartments happen to have a courtyard view and a sunset water view. And we have plenty of storage, and it's a great community. The flagpole was put up was paid for by residents on 9/11. We did great contributions and donations during that time. Whenever anybody has a problem, there's always somebody looking to help donate or help a fellow resident or people in port that are having trouble. So it's for people that live here, as Anita said, there's always some people that will be people, but the rest of the community is well connected, shared and helpful, and it is a wonderful place to live.
Thanks, Barbara. You know, I can't recall a time where the bay was so busy with boating activity as this year was. Seems like everybody owned a boat in town and everybody was out on it. But what's important too is that people want to feel secure in the knowledge that we're taking proper precautions addressing the COVID epidemic here, to make sure that we're following safety and health guidelines. Now, can you let us know about what Tom's Point did in particular with that?
Well, I stopped packages from being delivered, and I made a 1 specific carport where all deliveries had to be placed. And then our guard would call the resident, and the resident would have to come down and get their package. And that eliminated having any Amazon deliveries, all kinds of things coming in. We stopped all kinds of deliveries. We stopped alterations. We've now opened that up. But we do have COVID rule. We developed COVID house rules, and we developed COVID pool rules. And we have signs. We have the super has installed hand sanitizers in the laundry rooms, and at the end, we have 18 entrances, so they're at all 18 entrances. We had signs all around the pool during COVID. Residents were very good about wiping down their lounge chair after they left, and so were the lifeguards. And we required residents they could bring their own chair if they wanted to. Surprisingly, most residents chose not to do that. They chose to bring a towel and sanitize with sanitizer that we provided when they arrived and when they left. I would say that we've encouraged and sent out many email blasts via Don Einsiedler's office, reminding residents of the COVID rules and staying 6 feet apart. Now, because we're a big spread out complex with 8 buildings, it is much easier to stay 6 feet away from each other if you're not in the building, if you're not getting your mail, or if you're not down the laundry room. Our laundry rooms are pretty big. You can stay 6 feet away, but we encourage residents to wear a mask in common areas. And outside, residents have been, if they don't have a mask on, they're very conscious about staying 6 feet away, if not more. And you can certainly walk the beautiful walkways around the bay and stay 6 feet apart and have a very nice conversation with your neighbors to de-stress after the day at, quote, work.
Wonderful. Bob Freeland.
Yes, sir.
HOA president, Mill Pond Acres. How are you?
Thank you. Very well. Mill Pond Acres has 250 units, 106 condos, which are about 1,200 square feet and 2-bedroom, and 144 townhouses, which are about 2,100 square feet and either have 3 or 4 bedrooms, depending on the configuration. It was established between 2004 and 2006 in 3 phases, and we're a 24/7 gated community, 55 and older, originally 62, but we were able to get the Village of Port North to change that for us. It gave us a little more flexibility, I thought, and it's worked very, very well for us. As far as the community is concerned, we are on near Harbor Road. We're about a block, long block, from Manhasset Bay. We're in walking distance of Louise Restaurant, Le Piccolo Gloria, Le Petit Fombois, a number of restaurants. We're certainly within walking distance of the Indian restaurant on Shore Road and also the Baywalk. As far as the community is concerned, we have a very nice clubhouse. In the clubhouse, we have a card rooms, a library. Downstairs, we have an indoor pool. We have a gym. Which includes all the equipment you would need. We also have a sauna in both the ladies and men's locker room, sauna and steam, and we have a jacuzzi in the indoor pool. I'm trying to think here if anything else. Yes, of course. And the other thing we have is a jitney. We have a route that they go on every day. Not now so much, it's sort of a call and we'll take you type of situation. But when things are back to normal, we have a route that they go on, which they take to the grocery stores and into the library, into the train station. So it's very convenient, and it runs from about 8 o'clock in the morning till about 6:30 at night as needed. Again, we're in a really great location, and you can walk to so many things. In fact, if you want to carry your stuff back from the Stop and Shop, you can go to Stop and Shop. That's how close we are. So we love it here, and we've had great success. Sales have always been robust, and I think we have a couple of apartments or condos on the market, and right now I think there's 2 townhouses on the market. So we really never had a major problem, certainly with the townhouses.
Did you have a lot of people coming from Manhattan, Bob?
No. Oh, what do you mean with the COVID?
Right, to purchase or to rent.
Yes, this was very interesting. I don't know if any of you others had the same situation we had, but a lot of the young people who lived in the city have come out here and stayed with their parents, and or their parents have gone to their summer houses or whatever. But yeah, we had quite a few young people come in here and actually are still here because of the COVID, because, you know, a lot of these young people, they live in an apartment with 3 or 4 other people, and it's, they can come out here, they can work from home, and they can spread out, and it's worked out quite well for these people.
Right.
One other thing I forgot to mention, which is very popular here, is we have tennis courts, and we just started pickleball this year. So we also have pickleball courts. So anyone who wants to play tennis or pickleball, they certainly have the opportunity to play here.
Yeah. Pickleball is big. My old college tennis partner is number 1 or 2 in Nevada, pickleball.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's big time, you know. But in any case, Mill Pond Acres, it's special for me in a way that last year I was featured in Realtor Magazine, the March-April edition, and we couldn't find a location at Mill Pond Acres to take my photo until I said, I got an idea. So we went to the clubhouse. And if you look at my photo, it's right in front of that painting that's before it goes downstairs when you first enter. And my tie almost matched it to a T. And I said, that's it. So she, that was the picture that they used for the article. So it's a special place for me. Now, all of these communities, the success, a lot of the times it depends upon how well run it is, not by also the board and HOA, but also your relationship with a management team. And Don Einsiedler is here from Einsiedler Management, president and owner. Don, welcome to the show, Downsizing Relocation for Boomers and Seniors. So what can you bring to the table with regards to your special relationship, say, for instance, with Thomas Point and Barbara Healy?
Well, I think, first of all, thank you, Jeff, for having me. Barbara, I think, did a great job at describing the uniqueness of Tom's Point. She forgot the kayaks, Jeff, which I know you were very involved with building kayak racks so the residents can go out onto beautiful Manhasset Bay and kayak. Another great amenity at Tom's Point for those who have kayaks.
And I forgot the osprey.
And the osprey, right, for those bird watchers that want to look by the marina. But I've been involved with Tom's Point for over 36 years. And during those 36 years, we've been very active with not just this board, which Barbara's the president, and Jeff, you're the vice president, but also with numerous boards before that. And during the years, because of the uniqueness of Tom's Point, I was also involved in the early sponsor sales of units when they first were being co-opted. So I used to sit on some of those beautiful terraces that overlook the bay on the weekends and sell units and basically hear from people why they were moving there over the years. And because of the different sizes of the units, as Barbara described, we have small one bedrooms, large one bedrooms, and two bedroom units, but also we have some very special waterfront one and two bedroom units that really have balconies or patios overlooking the bay, which are absolutely special to Tom's Point. Besides the whole complex being beautifully landscaped, you know, over the years we've been making improvements nonstop every year with a capital budget to make sure that we took what was that beautiful setting, and every year with the work of the board and with the board, tried to enhance the beauty that was already there naturally, but also the landscaping is spectacular. And besides transforming all different, we took actually the back of one of the buildings and regraded the entire thing from what it used to be, which was an apartment complex on the water, to a beautiful co-op with beautiful, beautiful grounds. We literally filled in the back of building 4 and transformed that landscape into what it looks like today, which is all up against the bulkhead, beautifully grass landscape. So the entire complex is just beautifully landscaped. Besides being on the water and all the natural beauty, there's an ongoing effort to constantly enhance the landscaping. The buildings, we've totally transformed the buildings with the help of the board and invested a lot of capital funds in modernizing the lobbies and the hallways, which originally were pretty ordinary apartments when they started, have now been transformed into really beautiful co-op complex where the lobbies are atriums with beautiful slate floors and new mailboxes and LED lighting, and it's just really new doors. So that from a building point of view, but also the bulkhead has been completely redone with steel, because obviously being on the water, it has unique maintenance items that are required due to the weather and its environment. So with that environment comes special costs and special things that have to be constantly maintained. But I think working with the board and with their cooperation and the residents' cooperation, we've been very successful in really maintaining the beauty and the complex. And there's always things to do as these buildings age. As you know, even with your newer complexes, I'm sure you're realizing that there's always some maintenance to do to keep it up to where it needs to be from a sales point of view and from a maintenance point of view. So we've worked very hard. We work with a capital budget. We maintain a very large reserve fund, which we're constantly adding to for things like roofs and doing another round of replenishing landscape or replenishing the building. So there is, as far as relationship with the board, dealing with resident issues as they occur, I'm sure all of you being on boards know, you know, that part of being on the management team, whether you're a board member or a property manager, you know, you're in the trenches for dealing with your living, not only the good things in the property, but whatever needs to be fixed and maintained on a regular basis. So it's really a strong working relationship over the years, and it's been great.
Right. You see, you know, the management companies, whether it's iInsider or TCM, you provide a valuable experience from the experience that you have, the insight, because you manage other properties. And you get to know firsthand what to look out for, to be proactive, to save costs, bringing in the right contractors at the right price, doing quality work. You've saved, no doubt, Tom's Point, but other communities, a lot of money, plus refinancing at a great unheard of rate. That was your doing. And, you know, that's really wonderful. I got to tell you, you've had a long tenure here. And because of that experience, you know all the kinks and warts and everything else about Tom's Point, and you're able to help identify problem areas that could arise in the future.
Well, to manage a property is to live the property, and that's all aspects of the property, from finances to the residents who live there to just all aspects. Barbara, we also did the laundry rooms. We just finished a large laundry project there, which was major. We redid the floors with some really beautiful flooring with a 15-year warranty and all new machines at a very reasonable cost. So these are major amenities that the residents get to enjoy. In addition to, I think, an unparalleled location. You know, one of the things about being on the water is you really feel the weather change. Weather's different when you live on the water than inland. It's a very unique experience when the storms come in. It's the dramatics of that, or it's just really a very special place that we've always enjoyed at Tom's Point. I also lived at Tom's Point when it was a rental. So I had experience of it before it was a co-op, which not a lot of people know.
Yeah. Well, what I find with all of the communities that are being represented here as a realtor, you know, different price points, different amenities offered, unique locations, whatever it is that brings people to these communities, whether it's because of price or amenities, concierge services, the location of the community itself, all that goes into a person's decision to purchase. And for me, as a realtor, especially as a seniors real estate specialist, I love showing Harborview, Addison, Mill Pond Acres, Tom's Point, that's for sure. And I show a lot of other 55 and overactive adult communities. But one thing about these communities, you know, it is a community, all right? People genuinely like one another. They care about where they live. They come from other homes and well-kept homes, and they expect the same. So it is a big responsibility that everyone here takes upon themselves to do, to bring out their best. And I have to applaud each and every one of you for doing that. I know I'm very happy to let other my colleagues know and managers know and the upper echelon, Douglas Elliman, that these communities, you know, are well sought after places to relocate to downsize to. And I know with Tom's point before I get further into this is that we are an indoor cat friendly community, no dogs, but that's okay because now we have Harborview, we have Addison, we have Mill Pond Acres that do love their 30 pound dogs and maybe some big dogs that think they're 30 pounds. But it's wonderful. One of the things I do hear of, especially with Tom's point, because we're on the water, what about flooding? What about what happened with Sandy? What happened with Irene? And I said, no breach of the bulkhead. All right. We suffered very, very, very little damage. All right. A few soffits, perhaps, maybe some tree limbs came down, but we prune them every year to prevent the larger ones from coming down. So, you know, great pains are taken to make sure it's it withstands the nor'easters, which happen here. Being at the Addison, well, you've got that huge building, you know, it's impervious just about to everything.
What's interesting, Jeff, is that the years that I've been here and there've been some hurricanes and high winds and right. nor'easters. And as I said, the terraces, it seems like it keeps the weather away. It never, you never find snow on the terrace, which is unusual. Rain doesn't really come on, maybe just at the border of the terrace. Seems to be very protected from the overhangs yes. that we have. And the other thing, as you were talking about laundry rooms, what's interesting about the apartments is everyone has their only laundry closet in their apartment. We don't have laundry rooms in the building.
True.
People like that a lot.
Same with Mill Pond Acres. They have the same situation there. At Tom's point, you know, I've always lived in the colonial, so going downstairs to the basement, lower level, nothing's changed for me. But the thing is that the laundry rooms and hallways downstairs, newly painted, new surface in the laundry rooms, new machines, and it's a delight going down there. Every community here has something to offer, and there's something for everybody. I always tell my clients, there's something for everybody, because a lot of the times they say, Jeff, I don't know where I want to go to. I want to see the place first before I put my house on the market. I said, that's not a problem. I brought people all the way out to the East End, all right, and in Brooklyn. So the thing is that once we find a place, don't worry about it. Soon enough, something will come onto the market that'll appeal to you. So they want to see what these communities are all about. And that's why we're doing this tonight, to kind of give folks a little glimpse into each lifestyle community that we have in Port Washington, because Port Washington itself is a big draw. It's a waterfront town. With Harborview, it's an easy access to Roslyn, to the viaduct, to go out east to the North Fork, into the Miracle Mile. You hang a right there. Old Northern Boulevard, and you've got Bar Beach right there. And it's right. Mm-hmm. And if you play golf, well, there it is, Harbor Links. And they have the grill there. So if you wanted a nice lunch, you just, you know, pop in there for a lunch. So it's very convenient. Plus the Archangel Michael Greek Orthodox Church, there's a lot of events there. And I do know the Super Bowl that the Chamber of Commerce holds, of which I'm a part of, and other events are held at that church. And we do get a lot of residents from Harborview and the Addison there. So,
but at the train station, Jeff, Port Washington Line train station to New York City.
That's true. I mean,
it's a major draw
to Port Washington, right. Great Neck area. Right.
That is a big thing as well. It's about a if I'm not mistaken, about a 38-minute ride to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to worry about falling asleep because the last stop is either Manhattan or Port Washington.
Right.
Because I remember when I lived in Douglas Manor, sometimes I found myself in Port Washington. I didn't know where I was. But in any case, yeah, the train is always a big draw. It's the best line on Long Island.
That's true.
And that's shared by many people. But again, it's a waterfront town. There's more things happening in Port Washington because of my work with the Chamber of Commerce. a lot of events. There are also other organizations in town that add to the fabric of this town. It's a very inclusive town, very welcoming. I'm very happy to have planted roots here about 15 years ago. But I used to come here as a kid too. I used to, borrow my father's boat and bring it up to Louis.
Right.
So that was always fun. But Port Washington has changed, but it's changing slowly but gradually, and it's getting better and better, I feel, anyway. There's something for everybody here. And this is the town I wanted to highlight. And I welcome, again, each and every one of you for taking time out of your days. I know it's busy. You have families as well, and time constraints, and we all do. If there's nothing else to add, if anybody has a question or something else they'd like to add, Marvin, if you do, or
I could just give you a little better description on the homes because you know I hear it from the other people, you know, from everybody else participating.
Yes,
all the homes have anywhere from 3 to 4 bedrooms, with the exception of a couple of homes. All the master bedrooms are on the first floor. There's homes where the master bedroom's on the second floor, and believe it or not, they have elevators. Every home has a rear patio, so everybody's got barbecues. I even barbecued last night. I don't think Anita or I mentioned that, you know, in the indoor pool, there's steam rooms, there's a sauna, there's a whirlpool. The other beauty now in COVID is literally you see dozens of people walking down to the beach or onto the golf course. That's how close we are. It's real easy to cross over to the beaches. And so on. So there's huge advantages to every one of us. I really like hearing, you know, about the others as well. I think it's really, like you said earlier, it's really up to the person who's looking, you know, to decide which they like best.
It is, you know, and being knowledgeable about these communities helps in their decision making. And a lot of the times I'll sit down with the adult children too and let them in on what's going on, where these places are and what they offer. You know, us realtors are kind of like ambassadors to town, and that's the way it should be.
Jeff, our just like Marvin had said, our townhouses are very similar to what Marvin has, in that we have our master bedroom on the first floor. We have an outside patio where you can barbecue and whatnot. So, you know, it's somewhat similar, a little different because I've been over there, love their townhouses. They're really, really nice. A little different configuration than ours. Ours are more open than theirs, but still, both have very, very nice amenities, and they're both lovely.
The other thing is, all the homes have 2-car garages, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we don't. We have some with 2 cars, some with 1-car garages, and of course the condos, which are up, there are two levels there. One level and a second level, where in each level you have an apartment, which is a 2-bedroom, that's outside parking.
Right. Well, what you all have in common, because it's in the town of North Hempstead, Port Washington also has that Project Independence connection. And Project Independence, for those folks looking for better ways to age in place, maybe go to the Adult Activities Senior Center to find out how to safely drive a car now. Speaking with doctors on a Zoom conference, or playing bingo virtually, whatever it is. Project Independence is an initiative that was brought to the town of North Hempstead by John Kamen, and it's to help people, to assist people to age successfully in place. And that's one thing I love about Project Independence, because I'm on their advisory board here in town, and so that's a big deal to me.
I'll tell you something. I mentioned to you, Jeff, when we were first talking, that I've used Project Independence just a few times, and they've been absolutely wonderful. They're there when they say they're going to be there, when you have to call them to come and pick you up. Within 10 minutes, there's a car there. You know who's coming, the car.
Right.
It's just an amazing service. It takes you right now during COVID, takes you shopping and to doctors free. It's an amazing service. It really is.
Yes, it is. And all you have to do is call 311. That's it. Right. 311.
And how easy. So pleasant.
It is, and it's well run. You know, I know the supervisor there, and runs a very good program, and so I'm happy to be part of that. Let's see now. Again, David Goldstein, the president and owner of Total Community Management, TCM, could not be here tonight. He offers his apologies. I spoke with him earlier, and it was just too tight time constraints on him tonight. And, you know, obviously I understood, but I just wanted to mention his name and the management company that I'm thankful that Don was here to talk about management, because people just don't know how important it is to have a good quality management company. And that's very important. I've seen communities because of my business all over. And I always say, you know, Tom's Point is well run. Harborview is well run. Mill Pond Acres is well run. Now that I know more of you, Marvin and Anita, you know, it's, you know, part of a family here. We're all one, you know, and if nothing else, we're above 50 years of age.
Right.
So, or 55, I should say, you know, for some. So in any case, if no one else has anything else to add, I could end this now, and I will send you the link to this program. It'll be on my social media. It'll be on Douglas Elliman's SoundCloud account and their iTunes account. The playlist is Downsizing and Relocation for Boomers and Seniors. And also, to let you all know, I promised to myself and to others to work on a book for next year, The Sunsets of Port Washington. And so I hope to have that completed by spring with the help of a few people that I do know that have been acting as sponsors. And so that's a little something. You just, you know, you never know when you live here what you tend to be drawn to. And mine is the beauty of the water and surroundings. So there we have it. I want to wish
you're going to have pictures in your book of all the sunsets.
Of course.
Well, that would be a good book for us to have at the Addison, because in our lobby we have like a coffee table between the chairs, and we put books, art books, and something like that would be very nice. Let us know when it's out.
Well, I do have a friend that put out a book about Port Washington and the North Shore and Sands Point. And I have a number of those books myself, but the Sunset book, yeah, there will be photos. And to me, I've been doing it for 6, 7, 8 years. And all I say as my moniker, Good Night Port. And that's it. And people love these photos because, you know, it's just whether they live in port or they don't anymore. It just, it's a nice thing. At the end of the day, you see the sunsets, and it kind of helps you to become less stressed, if you will.
Yes.
And so in any case, I think that's all I'm going to ask of you. And you've already, you know, said what you needed to say, and thank you again.
Thanks
for having
me. Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
We're going to say good night. And it was good meeting you.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Stay safe. All right. And have a good holiday season.
And a great new year.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Good night.